But meanwhile, doctors have to make decisions or have to make recommendations. So let me pick out a few of those points you just mentioned. What about duration of the trastuzumab treatment? How long is it done for?
Most of the studies gave Herceptin for a year. Now, this was a completely arbitrary number, and it was picked based on a couple of practical considerations. Herceptin, in most of the trials, was given on a once-a-week basis. It's an IV infusion. And at the time, we didn't know if this would work. We certainly hoped so. But you were asking women to potentially commit to a year of weekly IV infusions for a drug that we couldn't tell them we knew would help. And we thought we could get patients to commit to a year. There was concern that we couldn't get them to commit to longer than that. But there was also concern about a shorter duration. And if you gave Herceptin for only a short duration and you didn't see an improvement, well, the natural question would be maybe you just didn't give it for long enough. So we also thought if you gave Herceptin for a year and you saw no improvement, it would be pretty hard to make that argument that it just wasn't long enough. So it was a balance of those factors.
So what's the typical sequence of how things go in terms of the chemotherapy and Herceptin?
There are a couple of different sequences, and the trials did this a little bit differently. Some of the trials gave a portion of the chemotherapy first, the portion with adriamycin or epirubicin, because you really can't combine those drugs with Herceptin without increasing the risk of heart problems more dramatically. And then they started the Herceptin with the second part of the chemotherapy, which was usually a taxane, and then continued the Herceptin for total duration of the year. There was a large trial in Europe that used many different chemotherapy regimens that used an entirely sequential approach. So you got all of your chemotherapy, and when you were done with the chemotherapy, then you started the Herceptin. We really, at this point, don't have a direct comparison of those two different strategies or two different timings. One of the U.S.-led trials actually had three arms that looked at no Herceptin, Herceptin starting with the taxane part of the chemotherapy, or you finish all the chemotherapy and then start the Herceptin. But that trial will need more follow-up and more information to be able to compare those two Herceptin-containing arms.